We're doing Shara Bitachon in the Sefer Midot. We're up to page Reish Ein Chet, the fifth chapter of Shara Bitachon. And the Magen Midovna had been discussing what stands in the way of having Bitachon. Why is it that people don't have confidence in the Creator? So the first reason he explained is because at first glance we see the final cause and we don't see the source of the cause. So that's why people tend to have to put their efforts focused on the final cause that they see, that's before their eyes. My boss is paying my paycheck, so that's where I get money from. They don't think about where it all comes from. So that's the first reason. Hashenit, the second reason. Now what's the problem if a person does not, he's describing the three results, the three problems of not having bitachon. The first problem, he said, was that you end up focusing on the wrong thing. You're investing your efforts in the wrong area. Hashenit, because you're focused on placating your boss. If your boss is the source of your sustenance, so then your focus is, how do I make him happy? Hashenit, the second is, ki ze mevi oto gam ken lecham averot gdolot, because that could also lead a person to some grave sins. Lignov veligzol, to steal. Liot bechiso even ve'even u'mosnei milma, to cheat people, to have skills that are dishonest.
Gam
even ve'even is the Torah's terminology of having two stones in your pocket. One stone is the honest way, another stone is the dishonest way. Gam yebocharav latrid oto kol yomav behevel. It's also destructive to a person because he spends his days focused on things that are vain. Midagato v'avato tasiba, being that he's so focused on the final cause, the thing that seems opposite him. Yateshichmo keshol ol v'chachamol lamasav eino motzeet l'nafshol asot cheshbon hanefesh. He's so focused on that that he doesn't even have time to find himself. To find himself. He's so focused on the cause. Now, if we wanted to reapply, copy-paste in today's terminology, everything we're studying to another subject, which is really the same subject. Let's leave God for a minute, okay? We were discussing God. Let's put God on the side figuratively, and let's discuss another topic. It's called happiness. We are a generation that is enslaved to happiness. Everything's about, how am I going to be happy? What's going to make me happy? Right? That's the focus. People have all kinds of ideas about what's going to make them happy. I had a guy sitting in class yesterday, not here, another place. And at the end of class, I looked at his phone. I said, what kind of phone is that? So he picks it up and shows me it's an iPhone. So I said, okay. He said, Rabbi, get one of these, it'll change your life. I said, for better or worse? So he said, no. You're going to see, you weren't living until you had one of these. You'll suddenly realize this is life. So, I couldn't tell if he was serious or not, but the look on his face said he's serious. I once challenged people to walk in the woods, leave their cell phone behind, leave all gadgets behind, go to the woods, sit down alone for 2 hours, and think.
Yeah.
That's scary, right? No distractions, just me and myself. Wait a second. What?
It's like Shabbat.
It's like Shabbat? I don't know, on Shabbat. You sleep on Shabbat. You're with people. It's what Breslov called it bodedut. Go alone a little bit. Be with yourself. Ask yourself, who am I? Where am I going? What's important to me in life? What?
They take at least a dog.
Stop. Find yourself. There was once a couple that was on the verge of divorce. And I told a friend of theirs, I said, if you could hijack them, kidnap them, throw them in a pit for 2 weeks, they'll have peace at the end of those 2 weeks. They just have to rediscover themselves. They're so focused on everything external, everything they're fighting about. So for the first day, they'll be all bitter and morbid. And the second day, they'll be cursing one another. By the third day, they're going to have to work together to figure out, how am I getting out of this pit? By the end of the 2 weeks, they'll have worked something out. But they have to first rediscover themselves. So obviously, we can't do that, right? We couldn't take them and put them in a pit and lock them up somewhere. People pay money, right? Yeah, I know. There are people who do pay money for this kind of thing. It's called the mafia, right? They get hired for this. And there's another organization that looks for them. It's called the police. Right. Your Honor, I meant for a good cause, right? I was only asking the ransom as a game.
Did they get divorced?
Yeah, they got divorced. After over 2 decades of being married, they got divorced. But what the Magen Midvina just said can be applied in many areas of our life. When we're very focused on something that's not true, then we don't have time to ask ourselves what we're focused on. We don't have the time to ask ourselves, what's our life all about? Where are we headed? People spend most of their lives not thinking about life. There was a rabbi who was taking the bar exams. And he told over the following story. He said, at the end of the bar exam, they send you in and they give you a piece of paper and they say you have 5 minutes to fill this out. And at the top of the paper it says, what do you want to accomplish with life? So he said, he walked into there and he filled the whole paper. And when he finished, he gave it to the examiner. And the examiner smiled. So he asked the examiner, what's so funny? He said, you wouldn't believe how many people sit there for 5 minutes and give me back a blank piece of paper. What do you want to accomplish with life? What you want to accomplish is to sue you. What you want to accomplish is to make money. What do you want to accomplish? People are suddenly faced with a question they haven't asked themselves before. I always marvel in Shiduchim, back in the day when I used to have the time to interview people, so I had a question which was, what are your aspirations? Which is the same question, what do you want to accomplish in life?
What are aspirations?
And what do you want to accomplish? Where do you want to go in life? So when I'd speak to people who were yeshiva-oriented, they'd have a whole speech for me. And then when I get a phone call from someone who's coming from the secular world, they'd ask me, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And when I'd explain, they'd say, is this a class in philosophy? What do you want from me? They didn't know what I wanted from their lives. They could describe what materialistic goals they had, but life, what's life about? They had a very hard time with that. Can I call you back on that? You know, does that have to be on the form? What does that have to do with marriage? Now, people get very upset by that question, but that's what the Magen Midvina says. That aside from the fact that it can lead a person to sin, when a person is focused on the what he thinks is the final cause of what his needs are in life, a person is so focused and he's working so hard, he doesn't have time to find himself, to ask himself the important questions of life. And the important question he should ask himself is, where's all this headed to? What am I going to have at the end of the day from everything I'm working for? That's a very tough question. Guys very often ask me what field they should go into. So I say, the question is, what talents do you have? But the question is also, what do you enjoy? You're going to spend most of your life doing some kind of job. Well, hopefully it'll have meaning, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Because if you feel what you're doing is worthwhile, and if you feel it has meaning, and you enjoy it, so you get up every morning and you're happy going out to work, you're going to spend a lot of your life doing that job. It's a good idea to find something you like, and something you feel has meaning. So he says the second problem is that A, it leads a person to focus on the wrong things and that'll lead him to sin. And B, he's working so hard, he doesn't have time to find himself and ask himself the question, where am I headed? What do I want to accomplish with this? And if you go on the Gear forums and on the Chozer B'Tshuva forums, many people will tell the same story. That at some point in their lives, they stopped and asked themselves that question, and that's when they started making changes in their lives. They said, I have to find where I'm going. Where do I want to go?